This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
It's time once again for Time Magazine. Each week, we bring you stories created by a team of national correspondents, from entertainment to politics, from technology to economics. Time Magazine has it all. Coming up on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Time Magazine, and I'm your reader, Stacy Stamus, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from April 28th, copyright 2025, Time USA LLC. And now I'll begin with the 100 most influential people in the world. Demi Moore, Changing Culture by Ryan Murphy. Demi Moore is more than just an award-winning actor. She is a high-spirited force who has shaped the culture for decades. She changed the way we talk about pregnancy and motherhood, those at-the-time scandalous Vanity Fair covers. Women and economics in Hollywood, with Striptease and G.I. Jane, she demanded and got financial parity with the guys. Beauty and Aging, Charlie's Angels, Full Throttle, and now her Oscar-nominated turn in The Substance. Her story of constant survival and reinvention has always moved me and fascinated the world. Ghost, Indecent Proposal, A Few Good Men, St. Elmo's Fire, her powerful and truthful spirit has permeated our lives for decades, and she is one of the most successful movie stars of all time. I've always seen her as more than that. I believe her ability to tap into her pain, resilience, and underestimated depth has made her one of our greatest actors. I'm so thrilled and proud the entire world has woken up and finally recognized her immense and iconic total power. Now in her 60s, Demi has proved that it's never too late to get the flowers you truly deserve. Leon Marchand, Unstoppable Swimmer by Summer McIntosh. Leon Marchand's drive to get his hand on the wall first at the Paris Olympics captivated the entire world four times over. First, he dominated the 400m individual medley, winning gold by over 5 seconds. He then went on to become the first swimmer ever to achieve Olympic record-breaking back-to-back individual gold medals in the 200m butterfly and 200m breaststroke, each within a couple hours of each other. His fourth win, the 200m individual medley, another broken record. I have so much respect for the incredible work and dedication that went into Leon's preparation to be the world's best across multiple races, including some of the toughest events in our sport. Everyone in the building felt the energy when Leon was racing. The crowd would roar each time his head broke the surface of the water. His performance at the 2024 Olympics inspires the entire world of sport to bring your best when your best is required. To be able to do that under the pressure of a home crowd is nothing short of sensational. Leon is simply unstoppable. Adrian Brody, The Virtuoso by Ryan Johnson. The Brutalist has earned the They Don't Make 'Em Like That Anymore seal. Its ambition and craft evoke American epics like The Deer Hunter, The Godfather, or The Master, films with breadth and scope, but whose real power comes from their interior landscapes. For an actor to make a canvas that vast feel vital and intimate, it takes more than craft. Adrian Brody's skill is undeniable, but his real superpower is having an inner life rich enough to fill that epic canvas and the bravery to put it all on the chopping block. Adrian is always authentic to who he is and where he came from, but in the nearly 20 years I've known and worked with him, he's never lost his passion for growing as a person. Seeing him put all of that up on the screen in this role, I was proud of my friend and excited for much more to come from one of our true greats. Fatou Balda, Protecting Girls by Chantel Lee. Last year, Gambia's parliament considered a bill that would have repealed the country's ban on female genital mutilation, FGM. Widely recognized as a human rights violation, FGM has been illegal in Gambia since 2015. But experts say the practice still occurs because the ban is poorly enforced. When the bill to overturn the ban came before Parliament, Fatou Balda, the founder of the organization Women in Liberation and Leadership, sprang into action. Balda, herself an FGM survivor, launched a campaign with other advocates to block the bill. Ultimately, the bill failed in July 2024, thanks in large part to the advocates' collective efforts. It was a victory for Gambia, but also the world at large, Balda says. She had feared that overturning the ban in Gambia would have a ripple effect, potentially leading to other countries backsliding on outlawing FGM. It's been a difficult year, I have to admit, but it's also opened up the space for more conversations around the issue, Balda says. I think what happened in the Gambia has really awakened people to the need to do more about this. Bobby Brown, Natural Leader by Charlemagne the God. Some people are surfers, some people are waves. My friend Bobby Brown is the wave. She doesn't follow trends, she creates them. For decades, she's been the blueprint for what it means to be a beauty mogul. She didn't just change how people wear makeup, she changed how they see themselves. When Bobby came into the game, she made it clear that beauty wasn't about excess or perfection. It was about enhancing what's already there. And here's what makes her legendary. She never stops evolving. In recent years, she's reminded everyone why she's the undisputed queen of natural beauty. After building an empire with the Bobby Brown Cosmetics, she walked away and did it again with Jones Road Beauty, proving that reinvention isn't just possible, it's necessary. Bobby has and will continue to disrupt the industry on her own terms. She's showing the world that legacy isn't just about what you build, it's about how you keep moving forward. She's an innovator, a risk taker, a visionary, and in a world obsessed with what's new, she's timeless. Jalen Hurts, Inspiring Champ by Derek Jeter. I admire how great athletes deal with both success and failure. What Jalen Hurts went through in being benched during the 2018 National Championship game would break a lot of people down, but not Jalen. He focused on what he could control and found a new path to success. In the NFL, Jalen didn't let a Super Bowl defeat in 2023 shake his confidence. He used that loss as motivation and kept a picture of himself walking off the field after losing as his phone lock screen. This past February, Jalen found himself on the Super Bowl stage again. This time, he led Philadelphia to a convincing victory in its rematch with Kansas City. We connected shortly after, and the only thing he asked about was insight on going back and winning again. Sometimes people win, then exhale. Jalen is not exhaling. He's embracing the next challenge. Win or lose, Jalen's resilience and determination offer all of us something to admire. Anthony D. Romero, Defending Civil Rights by Darren Walker. Among the giants of America's civil liberties tradition, from Thomas Jefferson to John Stuart Mill, Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. to Roger Baldwin, stands Anthony Romero, defender of the U.S. Constitution. In our pluralist democracy, the work of advancing the values they embodied and enlarged remains our highest calling. With courage and conviction, Anthony has answered it. Today we are reminded anew of an old idea's enduring power, as Jefferson phrased it in his inaugural address. Error of opinion may be tolerated where reason is left free to combat it. As executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union, which defends our constitutional rights through litigation and advocacy, Anthony has devoted his life to protecting these twin ideals, sometimes in tension, that precede all of the others. At the most basic level, our grand, complicated experiment in self-government depends on tolerance for each other and for perspectives with which we disagree, even vehemently. But it also depends on reason and truth, and on proud patriots like Anthony who defend and demand freedom for all. Giselle Pellicott, Taking a Stand by Gloria Steinem. Each morning when Giselle Pellicott arrived at a French courthouse with her head held high, she was refusing to be dominated by the patriarchal order that has for so long subjugated women. The trial detailed a series of horrific assaults by her husband and the dozens of others he recruited. In a demonstration of extraordinary courage, Giselle chose to shed her anonymity and participate openly in the proceedings. In her brave public fight, which saw her husband convicted of rape and 50 other defendants found guilty of rape, attempted rape, or sexual assault, she has contributed to a global process of justice that will weaken patriarchy and disrupt the acceptance of sexual violence around the world. Just as Gandhi challenged racial violence in India, Giselle has challenged the patriarchy everywhere, including within marriage, and advanced universal human rights. There have been tributes to Giselle in many countries. She is a symbol of strength and survival. She is a source of inspiration for women and for humane men wherever we live. Giselle has shown us the way. Now we must follow. Amy Griffin, Truth Teller by Reese Witherspoon. Nearly 5 years ago, my dear friend Amy Griffin came to me with her story, the one at the heart of her striking memoir, The Tell. I watched as she bravely reached into the deepest parts of herself, and after gaining access to repressed memories of abuse she faced as a child, embarked on an incredible journey of discovery, grief, and healing. I watched her excavate childhood memories of growing up in a small, tight-knit Texas community. I wanted to help her, to take her pain and fix it, but Amy knew better. She did what all great storytellers do and began to write it all down. She gradually unlocked more and more of herself, her sadness, her rage, her acceptance, until she emerged on the other side with a new purpose, to share her story and help others experience their own catharsis. As a businesswoman, Amy has always helped women grow their businesses and connect to their customers in the most authentic ways. Now that vision has become her own driving force. With great courage and years of work, she captured her story in the most poetic way. By opening her heart, she became a beacon for women everywhere. Her mission to help others who have experienced sexual abuse and trauma has become a guiding light. To say I'm enormously proud of my friend is an understatement. The Tell encourages us to recognize that sometimes you must understand your own pain to fully experience life's greatest joys. And Amy's courage, vulnerability, and insight are a gift to us all. Yoshiki, Maestro by Nicole Scherzinger. Yoshiki is an absolute force, an artist whose brilliance has transcended borders and genres throughout his 40-plus year career. Our collaboration in 2002 on I'll Be Your Love was one of my earliest moments in music, and even then, I could feel the magnitude of his vision. He doesn't just play music, he channels emotion through every note, whether it's behind a piano or a drum kit. In recent years, Yoshiki has continued to break boundaries, not just as a musician, but also as a cultural ambassador. From his classical world tour and his directorial debut to becoming the first Japanese artist to have his hand and footprints memorialized on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, his influence resonates across the globe. Yoshiki's artistry is matched only by his heart. His philanthropic efforts through his foundation have made him a timeless inspiration. He donated $500,000 to support victims of the Los Angeles wildfires earlier this year, benefiting 7 organizations. He is a legend and a true original, and I feel blessed to call him my friend. Hiroyuki Sanada, Steen Stealer by Lisa Joy and Jonathan Nolan. Respect on a Hollywood set is often measured in silence. You've never been on a quieter set than one with Haruyuki Sanada. Sanada is a legend, an actor cut from almost mythic material. He honed that coiled power and grace with a murderer's row of mentors, from Sonny Chiba and Jackie Chan to Michelle Yeoh. If you want to be reminded of your own inadequacies, watch Hero to earn an MBE while singing in iambic and doing a flying handspring on stage in King Lear with the Royal Shakespeare Company. With unerring politeness, like a gentleman thief, he steals scenes from the likes of Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, and Keanu Reeves. With Shogun, he stole the whole damn show. All of this is belied by the quiet pleasure of working with Hero. When he's on set, everyone works with a little more reverence. You think you're hiring an actor, but you're actually summoning a force of nature. Angeline Miramirwa, Educating Millions, by Malala Yousafzai. Growing up in rural Zimbabwe in the 1990s, Angeline Miramirwa was a star student, but her family couldn't afford to continue her education. Around the same time, an organization called CAMFED, Campaign for Female Education, started offering scholarships covering both tuition and housing to a few hundred girls across the country, including Angeline. At school, Angeline often sat down for meals, worrying guiltily whether her family had eaten that day. Today, Angeline is the CEO of CAMFED, helping millions of girls go to school in Ghana, Malawi, Tanzania, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. Just like her, these young women may also be tomorrow's leaders. Educating girls is the foundation of healthy and strong societies. But in many places, the barriers to attending school are mounting, depriving girls of the resources to choose their own futures. Few people are fighting to solve this crisis as tenaciously and effectively as Angeline, one reason among many that her work won her the prestigious 2024 Africa Education Medal. Girls' education leads to healthier, more prosperous communities. How do we end poverty, mitigate climate change, and tackle so many of our world's biggest problems? As Angeline says, the closest thing we have to a silver bullet is to educate a girl. David Muir, Steadfast Anchor, by Diane Sawyer. At 6:28 p.m. in New York City, a man lopes up two flights of stairs, speeds down the hall, and slides into the anchor chair. At 6:30 p.m., the camera goes live. David Muir anchors the nation's most watched television news program, ABC World News Tonight. Every night, more than 8 million Americans trust him to make sense of the day. Like Peter Jennings before him, David is authoritative and dynamic, the first out the door to the story. Iraq's hunt for ISIS, hurricanes, fires. He traveled days to hold the hands of starving children in Madagascar and South Sudan, leading to millions of dollars in donations to the World Food Program. I think I know what destiny looks like because I've seen a photo of a serious 13-year-old boy talking his way into an internship at the local TV station. Now he's the anchor chosen for interviews by popes and presidents. He shows up calm, respectful, and fearless. I am lucky that my successor is also the irreverent friend I want to hang out with when the camera shuts down. Though I am also miffed that he's the guy who can leap two flights of stairs, vault into the anchor chair, and never lose focus or his breath. Raquel Willis, Marching Forward, by Elliot Page. Raquel Willis is an author, journalist, and activist whose trailblazing organizing and advocacy efforts in the fight for Black trans lives have reverberated from politics to publishing. For Willis, writing and activism are intertwined. Before she was the first trans executive editor for Out magazine or a speaker at the 2017 Women's March, she was a national organizer for the Transgender Law Center. Her 2023 memoir, The Risk It Takes to Bloom, is both a vulnerable personal narrative and a dynamic blueprint for change, interweaving her journey with the history of Black trans liberation. She has since co-founded the Gender Liberation Movement and helped organize the first Gender Liberation March on Washington in September 2024. "I believe in my power. I believe in your power. I believe in our power," she told a crowd of 15,000 people in 2020 at a Brooklyn March for Black Trans Lives. Amid unrelenting attacks on transgender rights, Willis reminds us that true liberation is not given, it's fought for. Ed Sheeran, Open-Hearted Storyteller by Chris Hemsworth. I'm fortunate enough to meet some of the most talented people in the world, but every now and then I come across a person who isn't just talented, there's something else entirely. Ed Sheeran has an almost supernatural ability to connect. His songs, his voice, his words, they belong to all of us. Whether you're at home with your headphones on, driving through the countryside, or in a stadium packed with 70,000 people singing at the top of their lungs, his music feels personal. He has an instinct for storytelling that makes you feel like he wrote that song just for you, no matter where you're from or what you've been through. But beyond the music, beyond the palpable anticipation for his upcoming album and the stadiums full of people hanging on to every note, is the man himself. Ed is one of the most kind-hearted, down-to-earth people I've ever met. He's got this incredible ability to make you feel like you've been mates forever, even if you just met 5 minutes ago. There's no ego, no pretension, just warmth, laughter, and a wicked sense of humor. He can go from writing a beautiful song to cracking a joke so ridiculous you forget what you were talking about in the first place. Ed brings people together in a way that few can. He writes the songs that become the soundtrack to our lives. He makes strangers feel like family. He doesn't just perform for an audience. He creates a world where everyone is welcome. Mohammad Rasulov, Revealing Iran by Christian Amanpour. Mohammad Rasulov is a courageous Iranian filmmaker putting his freedom, safety, and even his life on the line for his craft. His latest film, The Seed of the Sacred Fig, received raves at the Cannes Film Festival and was nominated for an Oscar. Rasulov was in prison for his activism and his art when the idea for the film came to him. It's about the violent crackdown on Iran's Woman Life Freedom Movement. "The experience of this revolt," he told me, "was seeing its effect on the people who worked inside the prison. I had a casual encounter with a senior prison official who seemed to recognize me. He got close to me and told me in secret how embarrassed he was about himself and that he was even thinking about taking his life. Then he told me that his family, his children, kept criticizing him and asking him why he collaborates with the system, with this oppression." That admission inspired the film. Rasulov's team inside Iran recorded in secret while he directed remotely. If that makes him a hero, he credits the bravery and sacrifice of Iran's young people. Danielle Deadweiler, Shining Her Light by Regina King. Danielle Deadweiler is captivating. Everyone who's watched one of her performances know this to be true. Her eyes evoke something different and riveting with every role she plays. I first met Danielle on the set of 2019's Watchmen. In one scene, the camera was focused on me and Jovan Adepo. Danielle was watching from the audience, and the level of performance and energy she gave without even having any lines, I remember thinking, wow, that's that. Her commitment was just so powerful. Danielle doesn't see anything as small when it comes to acting. Every moment has a meaning. It's been a joy to see how much range she has, too, from shooting Watchmen to our work together on the Western The Harder They Fall. It was wonderful to see all of the recognition this past year for her incredible performance in August Wilson's The Piano Lesson. So much talent comes out of her body. I hope she continues to follow her heart in this industry. It serves her well. It can be difficult to make a living and still tell stories that really mean something to you, but she's been able to stay true to what moves her as an artist. Kristen Bell, Formidable Talent by Ted Danson. Kristen Bell is one of the most remarkable human beings I've ever known. It may seem odd to start by labeling her as human, but it's important to clarify that although she appears to be from some other highly evolved planet, she is not. She's human, and I adore her. I met Kristen while we were shooting Big Miracle in Alaska, but I really got to know her during our 4 years on The Good Place. On set, she is a dazzling combination of talent and efficiency. The efficiency comes with the caveat that no one should stop her from getting home in time to have dinner with her kids. While she shines as an actor, writer, director, producer, and took the world by storm last fall in Nobody Wants This, that's not her true calling. She's really here to use her big, beautiful brain to make the world a better place. Kristen and her amazing husband, Dax Shepard, spend a great deal of their time and money supporting and creating organizations that provide essential items and care for families in need across the world. Oh yeah, and she sings, like an angel. To be able to call Kristen Bell a friend is a grace upon my life. Nicole Scherzinger, Commanding Presence by Patti LuPone. I didn't know what to expect from Jamie Lloyd's explosive reimagining of Sunset Boulevard. While my experience with the show may not be totally objective, I feel Mr. Lloyd stripped the musical of its bloat, of its too careful recreation of the film, and in doing so, set a theatrical pace that was exhilarating. Then there was Nicole Scherzinger, courageous, audacious, mesmerizing, elegantly beautiful, and ultimately heartbreaking. Her mad scene alone is worth the price of admission. I left the theater energized, and it's made all the more stunning by watching her transition from a pop singer to a bona fide Broadway star. All audiences want is to be assured the actors on stage are in command. From Nicole's first entrance, I sat back in my seat and happily gave her my complete and undivided attention. I was riveted. Brava, diva. Miranda July, Audacious Author by Molly Ringwald. In 1792, Georges Danton stood before the French people and called for audacity, an insistence on courage as a means of survival. Centuries later, in a different kind of revolution, the multi-hyphenate artist Miranda July seemed to echo that call. Her novel, All Fours, is not about overthrowing monarchies, but about dismantling something quieter, yet no less insidious, the expectation that women, as they age, should disappear. July doesn't just tap into the zeitgeist, she helps shape it. Her prose is startlingly original, yet immediately familiar, like meeting a stranger who reminds you of yourself. How did she create something so original and yet so relatable? I've known Miranda peripherally for years and once even collaborated with her. But like so many other women, after reading her book, I felt like I got to know her intimately. This is her revolution. Unflinching and insistent. A defiance against erasure. Audacity, always audacity. Yoshitomo Nara, Exuberant Creative by Stella McCartney. I recently had a drink with Yoshitomo Nara in Tokyo and felt left feeling so full of gratitude. It is such a precious gift to know this fine gentleman and the art he has given us. His work is not only childlike, innocent, and direct, it also carries messages that we need to hear, presented in a way we can digest with humor and clarity. Nara is an artist who is truly in the moment, in the spirit. He is alive. When you look at his art, you see and feel him. His love of rock and roll. How he views the world through the eyes of a child who doesn't understand why we have war and not peace. Why we have killed nature instead of living in harmony with her. He is a pure jewel. I feel privileged to know him and am so proud that he is getting global recognition because I can't think of anyone more deserving. After spending time with Nara, I feel full of his energy and full of excitement to get to know him more as the years unfold. Hozier, Otherworldly Sound by Noah Kahan. When an artist can create a sound so beautiful and melancholy, so full of symbolism and truth that you feel they must be from a different time or a better world, you can't help but believe in magic. Hozier and me believing from the first note. His music became the barometer for my own. How can I make a song feel like an extension of my soul the way Hozier does? How can I create a voice, a language like he has? It was easy to imagine Hozier as a folk deity in the forests of Ireland until I met him. At a festival in 2023, he asked if I wanted to sing together. I ran into him in a hotel lobby, in sweaty golf clothes with a bag of fast food in my hand. Not how I envisioned this moment. Fortunately, he is as kind as they come. We spoke about the performance, and I pinched myself as I stuffed fries in my face on the way upstairs. Performing with him was one of the greatest moments of my life, and when we collaborated on my song, Northern Attitude, I didn't believe it was truly happening until I heard his voice on the track. I'm not sure where my life would have gone if I hadn't been exposed to his music. Thank you, Hozier, for sharing your gift with us, mere mortals. Adam Scott, Unassuming Star by Nick Offerman. If you like slightly awkward but inexplicably confident juvenile otters, you're going to go simply a pesh T for Adam Scott. A mere 30-plus years into his career, he has finally captivated the world's attention as Lumen employee Mark S. in Severance. Adam has been the cause of swooning for a long time, and not just by me. From his breast-obsessed portrayal of Howard Hughes publicist Johnny Meyer in Martin Scorsese's The Aviator, to his breakout turn as an unbearably rad asswipe in Step Brothers, Adam has displayed a knack for portraying fellows who are a little off, but in a comforting way, relatably weird. When given top billing, Adam crafts protagonists who have so many more fascinating colors in their palettes than just his dreamboat looks. As a romantic lead, like the hapless Henry Pollard in the criminally underappreciated Party Down, or dependable Ben Wyatt of Parks and Recreation, he gets the job done with a sweetness and vulnerability from which many young men, and old, might take some cues. Adam is the unassuming hero we need in these uncertain times. Whether he's waxing on about U2 or REM on his podcast with Scott Aukerman, or upsetting the goat herds in Mammalian's Nurturable, this lovable nonconformist just keeps delivering exactly what the doctor ordered. Annabelle Seldorf, Deft Architect by Annie Leibovitz. Last summer, when Annabelle Seldorf was in the final stretch of her transformative expansion of the Frick Collection, I photographed her on the remote island in Maine, where she has a small house. Annabelle is known for reimagining monumental architecture, most recently the Frick, opening in April, and the Sainsbury Wing of London's National Gallery, which opens in May. As we walked along the rocky shore, she was preoccupied with the sky, with the color of the clouds. She was thinking about how to paint the ceiling of the Frick's new auditorium. Annabelle's mission is to make art accessible to the widest range of visitors possible. The spaces she creates are meant to accommodate large numbers of people, but they are not overpowering. They are sensitively and deftly restrained. The entrance to the Frick is no longer hard to find. Everyone can walk in through the same front door. Visitors can explore the museum at their own pace. I get lost and feel the better for it, she says, and the DNA of the beautiful rooms is intact. Her work embodies the values she holds dear. Art and life are not separate. Daniel Day Kim, Activist Actor by J.J. Abrams. Daniel Day Kim contains multitudes. a beloved star of shows such as The Good Doctor, Hawaii Five-O, and Lost. Kim is also a successful producer and director and a devoted husband and father. And he was named one of People's Sexiest Men Alive twice. When Kim combines his talent, skill, and humanity as an advocate for equality, he becomes a force of nature. I've seen this firsthand. When we made the Lost pilot, Kim insisted his character's arc defy stereotypes. Years later, when he learned of a significant pay disparity between himself and his white Hawaii Five-O co-stars, Kim, along with Grace Park, made the bold decision to publicly walk away from the series, demanding equity even at personal cost. His advocacy extends beyond Hollywood. In 2021, as anti-Asian violence surged in the U.S., Kim testified before the House Judiciary Committee, calling on lawmakers to take action. And in 2024, Kim returned to Broadway to star in Yellowface, David Henry Hwang's acclaimed satire exploring Asian American identity, cultural appropriation, and the complexities of activism. A career like Kim's is rare, but even rarer is a willingness to use success not just for oneself, but for others, a quality that makes Daniel Day Kim a leading voice in the fight for change. Willie Chavarria, Making a Statement, by Becky G. I used to be intimidated by the fashion industry because I wasn't sure that I belonged. But then I went to a Willie Chavarria show where all the models looked like me and my family. Every person and garment I saw that night challenged my limiting beliefs. After the show, Willie embraced me like we'd known each other for years. And despite all the chaos happening backstage, he was tranquil, present, and humble. With the biggest smile, he took the time to thank everyone. Willie became a dear friend after that, and it was such a full circle moment when he asked me to walk in his show at this year's Paris Fashion Week. When I hear Willie Chavarria, I feel badass. His designs are bold and beautiful, and they push people to think outside of the box. There are no limits to Willie's creativity or his passion. Fashion is all about making statements, and Willie's pride in his Chicano roots makes his work so necessary in the industry. We both believe in building bridges, not walls, and Willie does that with his art. What he's doing for our community, for our culture, is groundbreaking, and I am deeply inspired by him. Rashida Jones, Renaissance Woman, by Amy Poehler. Rashida Jones is a graceful and grounded example of open-hearted flow. I've had the privilege to call Rashida a friend for over 25 years, and there are not enough adjectives in the world to express her beauty both inside and out. Her work crosses genres in a way that few can pull off. She lands jokes in Parks and Recreation and The Office. She serves dystopian sci-fi in Sunny and Silo. She leaves us breathless in The Social Network and Celeste and Jesse Forever. Not to mention her career as a writer and as a director, most recently of the beautiful documentary short, A Swim Lesson. Rashida treats life like an adventure, and she generously brings back something that she has learned along the way. She believes in the power of music, she stands up for her friends, and she is constantly searching for the truth. Rashida makes everyone feel cool, even though we all know she is the coolest. And she can dance us all under the table. Big brain, big life, and big love for Rashida Jones. Scarlett Johansson, Generational Star, by Chris Evans. Despite her being 3 years younger than me, I've always considered Scarlett Johansson my older sister. We met in 2002 while filming The Perfect Score in Vancouver. Even at 17, she had wisdom, talent, and grit beyond her years. I quickly revered her as any younger sibling would, with equal parts admiration and intimidation. After wrapping the film, she started work on a little movie called Lost in Translation, and the rest was history. Since then, I've watched her craft a career entirely her own, seamlessly transitioning between independent and mainstream films, refusing to be boxed into any one genre or type, and cementing her legacy as one of the most versatile, influential, and bankable actors of her generation. A pioneer, a rebel, a force, an artist without limits, and, most important, without fear. Scarlett is always unafraid, unafraid to be vulnerable, unafraid to take risks, unafraid to be herself, even unafraid to chase dinosaurs. She's a living testament to the power of fearlessness in art. That's why, even though I'm older, I learn from her, I lean on her, and I look up to her. And as any younger sibling would assert, there's absolutely nothing she can't do. Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, Provocative Playwright, by Michael R. Jackson. The first time I ever saw a play by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, my jaw hit the floor. I had never seen anything so sophisticated, experimental, and intelligent that also used black and black humor to such great effect. It was immediately clear to me that I was in the hands of a master. As I've gotten to know Brandon over the years, his genius has only become more apparent. He is a creator of trends, not a follower, so his work is always original and interesting. And with an unflappable nature and a genuine curiosity about the world, it feels like he was simply born with the ability to create singular knockout shows, including An Octoroon, Appropriate, and his latest to arrive on Broadway, Purpose. Even though he's younger than me, I look up to Brandon in so many ways. He is truly in a class of his own, and as history unfolds, there is no doubt that he will be noted as one of the greats. Kristen Wiig, Effervescent Actor, by Mariel Heller. She's one of the best comedians of all time, and me and your dad know her. How can one person have the adoration of the snobbiest comedy nerds in the world, but also of my four-year-old? Because Kristen Wiig is effervescent, the human embodiment of Willy Wonka's fizzy, lifting drink. With Kristen in a scene, there is always liftoff, and not just in comedies. Kristen is one of the best dramatic actors out there. She can break your heart with a look moments after making your stomach hurt with laughter. Kristen isn't capable of giving a false performance. She brings the same dedication and truthfulness whether she's playing Gilly in Dunies on SNL or Annie in Bridesmaids or Maxine in Palm Royale. There's one problem. Editing her scenes is a terrible task. Picking just one take feels cruel, like casting diamonds onto the ground. Knowing the world will miss out on this version of that line or that version of this character. As I explained to my kids, she's probably the funniest person on the whole planet, and we're so lucky we're here on Earth at the same time as her. Don't you think it's cool that we know her? With her best Gilly smile and silly little Gilly nod, my daughter responds, "Sorry." Diego Luna, Radiating Charisma, by Gael Garcia Bernal. For endless reasons, Diego Luna is one of the most influential people in my life. I would say that he is on this list for the same reasons. He grew up in the theater world, finding solace and adventure backstage. His mother, an artist and beloved costume designer, and his father, a master of set design, never thought Diego would find his own way and break through the first wall in theatrical terms. But with his wonderful energy and ridiculously incredible charisma, he knew that on stage he was going to experience a catharsis for the common good. His laughter resonates and expands. We both discovered the wonder of cinema at the same time. I feel grateful that as a friend and a member of the audience, I've been able to experience his journey, his questioning, his profound search for something that makes everything better for everyone. Mo Abadou, Film Mogul, by Idris Elba. Mo Abadou's reputation precedes her. Anyone who has worked on anything relating to African film knows her. I had been an admirer of her work for some time before I reached out to her 2 years ago to connect. Pretty quickly, we were hatching a plan to collaborate on a film, which became Dust to Dreams. That's the thing about Mo. She wastes no time. She has an infectious can-do attitude and the tenacity to overcome any obstacle in her way. Her sprawling empire, from studios and productions to cinemas and a creative academy, is testament to that. Mo, who launched the $50 million Afro Film Fund last year, cares deeply about the African narrative and how the continent and its people are portrayed on screen. Anyone who wants to understand the filmmaking landscape in Africa or anywhere else could learn a lot from Mo, because she gets things done. Javier Milei, Economist-in-Chief, by Ian Bremmer. In 2023, candidate Javier Milei offered himself to voters as the anti-establishment, chainsaw-wielding bolt from the blue that Argentina needed to tame the countries of chronic inflation and government dysfunction. 20 months later, the doubters, I was one of them, are in retreat. Since Milei entered the Casa Rosada as president, voters have punished elected leaders and ruling parties in India, South Africa, France, Britain, Japan, Germany, and the U.S., in part because prices have risen. Milei is the G20 leader making the biggest risks to turn his country around. And they're paying off. Annual inflation in Argentina fell from a jaw-dropping 289% in April 2024 to 66.9% in February 2025. Critics say Milei is taming inflation with austerity measures that weigh heavily on the poor, but they've been wrong on that front, too. The national poverty rate fell from 52.9% in the first half of 2024 to 38.1% in the second half. Argentina's political system has been badly broken for decades. Turned out they needed someone to actually fix it. Claudia Sheinbaum, La Presidenta, by Jorge Ramos. She likes to be called Presidenta, with an A at the end. She made history in 2024 by becoming the first woman to lead Mexico. Claudia Sheinbaum, 62, a politician and climate scientist, is facing two major challenges: violence fueled by drug traffickers and the expansionist instincts of U.S. President Donald Trump, who has placed tariffs on Mexico, citing drugs and imminent trafficking at the border. She has a self-described cool-head leadership style, and her approach to cross-border negotiations seems to have won some grudging respect from her American counterpart. But despite making shifts in Mexico's security strategy, she has refused to criticize the past policies of her predecessor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. More than 180,000 Mexicans were killed during his presidency. With the slogan, "It's time for women," she won the presidency, and her party, Morena, controls the Congress and most states. But we have yet to see what La Presidenta will do with that mandate. Donald Trump, Upending U.S. Policy, by Brian Bennett. No other modern president has as forcefully grabbed control of the U.S. government as Donald Trump. Within weeks of moving back into the White House, he fired prosecutors and inspectors general who might check his power, dismissed thousands of federal workers, stripped away global aid programs, gutted the Department of Education, and used wartime powers to send Venezuelan men from the U.S. to a notorious prison in El Salvador. He then stepped over Congress to make erratic tariff announcements that have shaken the global economy and baffled business leaders and voters. When he hasn't been trying to steer American culture to the right by pressuring companies and universities to shut down diversity programs, he's rattling U.S. allies by threatening to invade Greenland and end U.S. support for Ukraine. The rest of his term will show just how much he can bend the country and the world before it breaks. Russell Vogt, Agenda Architect, by Eric Cortaleza. When Donald Trump took office in January, he was armed with a weapon none of his predecessors had enjoyed, a shadow government in waiting, ready to turn his ideas into policy. The man who built much of that infrastructure is Russell Vogt, an architect of Trump's shock and awe second-term agenda. During the Biden years, Vought led the Center for Renewing America, a think tank dedicated to disempowering the administrative state and laying the groundwork for Trump 2.0. Now many of the administration's most aggressive moves can be traced to Vought's recommendations, from dramatically downsizing the federal bureaucracy and demoralizing career civil servants to ending diversity hiring practices and withholding congressionally appropriated funds. As director of the Office of Management and Budget, Vought is one of Trump's closest advisors, helping consolidate power within the executive branch. Vought may keep a low profile, but he's the intellectual lodestar of the revolution upending Washington. Maria Corina Machado, A Voice for Venezuela, by Marco Rubio. Maria Corina Machado, the Venezuelan Iron Lady, is the personification of resilience, tenacity, and patriotism. Undeterred by formidable challenges, Maria Corina has never backed down from her mission of fighting for a free, fair, and democratic Venezuela. Machado's guiding principle has remained the same since I first met her over a decade ago, to leave for her children, Anna Corina, Ricardo Enrique, and the children of Venezuela, a country free of tyranny. The phrase Hasta el final encapsulates her enduring legacy. Over the past year, her resolve has faced unprecedented challenges as she has bravely confronted the Maduro's regime's efforts to undermine the will of the Venezuelan people. A woman of faith who valiantly marches the streets of her homeland, armed with the Holy Rosary and supported by countless courageous Venezuelans, Machado has stood firm against it all, defending the land of Bolivar. Her principled leadership is a beacon of hope, making our region and our world a better place. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Public Health Disruptor, by Alice Park. For years, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has raised questions about vaccine safety. Now, as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kennedy oversees the government's key health agencies, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Institutes of Health. Kennedy believes that parents should choose whether to immunize their children, which contradicts the science behind population immunity. Since January, a measles outbreak originating in Texas has sickened hundreds and led to the first deaths from the disease in the U.S. in years. Meanwhile, there have been cuts and layoffs in Kennedy's HHS. The CDC has removed immunization messages, and research requesting grants from the NIH have been warned to avoid referencing mRNA, the technology behind the COVID-19 vaccines. 2 months into his role, Kennedy is already having an outsized impact on U.S. healthcare.
This is Time Magazine, and I'm your reader, Stacy Stamus, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.